Blog Talk Radio.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides, in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides, he'll come through. When the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew, now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God provides. Hallelujah. And he will provide if we would believe and trust in him. Hallelujah. This is your host for tonight, Pastor Ilona Waters of True Vine International Church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank and praise the Lord for that song. Hallelujah. God will provide. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give honor unto the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And to my overseers, Apostle Carly McNeil and Pastor Matthew McNeil of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Hallelujah. I I thank and I praise the Lord for them. Praise God. I thank and I praise God for this day. Hallelujah. I just want to thank and give God the glory for this day. Thank and praise him. Hallelujah. Because he woke me up this morning. Hallelujah. And I was clothed and in my right mind and with the use and activity of my limbs. I just thank and I praise the Lord for this day. I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us get ready and pray. Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you this evening, hallelujah, to give you all the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, God, for your goodness, for your mercy on this day. We thank you and praise you, Lord, hallelujah, for the mind to want to serve you on this day. Father, we give you the praise. Hallelujah. We thank you for your strength on today, God. We just want to magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Because he has done so much. Hallelujah. And we give you the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, in Jesus' name, let Ilona decrease, hallelujah, and let your Holy Spirit increase in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're so grateful to give you the praise, to give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Just want to thank and praise God for this day, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise God. You'll find me tonight, hallelujah, in Galatians, praise the Lord, the sixth chapter, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it reads, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, and I'll be reading from the New King James Bible, trespass, you who are spiritually restored, such a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own burden. I read from the sixth chapter of Galatians 1 through 5. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord for his word tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, I was meditating on the word today. It seemed like I kept getting a lot of interruptions. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And praise God. Hallelujah. I said, God, you work it out. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord because, praise God, the Lord let me know, praise the Lord, we need to show, hallelujah, that we care for one another. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Except bear and share burdens. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Sometime, praise God, when we see somebody going through something, hallelujah, we have, hallelujah, the means to help them or able to help them spiritually or naturally. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we don't do it. Hallelujah. It says, praise God, we need to focus, hallelujah, on those in Christ. Christ should treat each other through the power of God's Spirit. We should restore those caught in sin with gentleness and humility, and we should help to carry each other's burden. Help that person to get back on the right path. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, hallelujah. It says we need to focus on how, hallelujah, Jesus, to how those in Christ should treat each other. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord let me know, he said we have to treat each other right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When we know that someone is going through something, praise God, hallelujah, and we're able to help them, hallelujah. We should restore them, praise God, hallelujah. We should, hallelujah, praise the Lord in gentleness, you know, to be gentle with them, hallelujah. You know, don't attack them, but be gentle, hallelujah. When you see and you know that they're going through, hallelujah, you know that they're in a hard place, you see them struggling spiritually, hallelujah, and you, hallelujah, the Lord has strengthened you, and hallelujah, to be able to help that person, and you do nothing, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The Lord let me know, he said, we have to show that we care about one another, hallelujah. Help them, hallelujah. Help them, praise God, hallelujah. Help that person, hallelujah, to get back on the right path, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. It says the responsibility of Christians towards fallen believers is to help them through their problems. After they are restored, we help ease the burdens of others when we choose kindness, mercy, and generosity. It happens as we take time to listen, to pray, and to help. Hallelujah. That no one is meant to walk through this life alone. And each of us can play a role in helping to make someone's burden lighter. Hallelujah. We can't make it, hallelujah, through this life by ourselves. Hallelujah. But hallelujah, each and every one of us needs somebody to help us, praise God, when we're going through. Hallelujah. And the Lord will let you know who to go to. He'll let you know what person, hallelujah, that you can put your confidence in, praise God, to help you, hallelujah. You know, but we got to show kindness towards one another, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We got to pray, and then you know what, it's hard sometimes, we don't even listen to what the person is telling us. We over talk them, hallelujah. God is saying listen to what they have to say, hallelujah, then you pray, hallelujah. Help them to get through their problems, praise God. For no one can make it through by themselves, hallelujah. No one, hallelujah, can make it through this life, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, says, praise the Lord. Each of us can play a role in helping make someone's burden lighter. We can help someone, hallelujah, to carry and go through their problem, hallelujah, and make it lighter for them, hallelujah. If we, hallelujah, don't sit back, and when you see somebody struggling, hallelujah, spiritually, or hallelujah, when you see someone in need, don't sit back and just look at them, and you just look at them to see what they're going to do, hallelujah. But if you have the means to help, you're supposed to help, hallelujah. That's how we're supposed to help one another. Praise the Lord. Thank you. And then when you do help them, you don't tell all their business, hallelujah, but you take them aside, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, and you talk to them, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, you help them through, hallelujah, you listen to what they have to say, and if you have, God has given you the help, the means to help them, you help them, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Romans 15:1 says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Hallelujah. We ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, praise God. Hallelujah. We ought to, hallelujah, help them to make it through. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I thank and I praise God because sometimes people will just sit back and they know that you're going through. They know that you're in a hard place and they won't even say a word to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you just tell that person, you know, praise to God, hallelujah, I'm praying for you, or praise God, hallelujah, or ask them, hallelujah, do you need help, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and listen to what they have to say, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. It says, since all men are nothing without God, he who wishes to appear to be something and persuades himself that he is somebody, deceives his own self. You know how some people, praise God, will tell themselves that there's something and that they're above everybody. Hallelujah. They're deceiving their own self. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It says, praise God, Paul is telling the Galatians not compare themselves to one another, that we should individually do our part to love one another, to take care of one another, and to restore sinful believers back to following the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We ought to, hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't compare us, you know, ourselves to one another. Because, you know, that's what some people do. They compare themselves to somebody else. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because sometimes they want to outdo that person. Hallelujah. And they're trying, hallelujah, to compare, hallelujah, themselves to them. Praise God. But hallelujah. But we are to love one another and to take care of one another and to restore that person. Hallelujah. Back to do following the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. If you can help somebody, do it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't sit back and watch them to see what's going to happen or to see what they're going to do. But hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Restore such a one in a spirit of meekness. Hallelujah. Romans 12:3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Believers should not get tired of doing good for each other. Hallelujah. We are not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. Hallelujah. Because when you think that you're something, that's when God will show you you are nothing. Hallelujah. Without him, praise God. Because sometimes when you put yourself above somebody, hallelujah, God will turn around, hallelujah, and show you who you really are. Hallelujah. Show you, praise God, you're not above nobody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we're not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But 1 Corinthians 11:28 says, but let a man examine himself. Hallelujah. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Hallelujah. You know how it is when you get ready to take communion, you got to examine yourself, hallelujah, before you take that communion. Because if you have offended anybody or done anything wrong, you want to repent. Hallelujah. You want to go to that person and tell them that you're sorry. You want to apologize. But you got to examine yourself. Hallelujah. Whether you were right or wrong. Hallelujah. But examine yourself. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It said, praise God, we got to examine ourselves of the way that we act. Hallelujah. Our thoughts, praise God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we hurt somebody and don't even know it. So we have to ask the Lord to show us if we did anything wrong, praise God. But we have to examine ourselves, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. You know, I thank and I praise God for hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. It says, each one should test their own actions, then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else, for each one should carry their own load. Paul has something significant to say to us, praise the Lord, as followers of the Lord Jesus, each of us should evaluate our own faithfulness to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes we need to take time out to evaluate our own faithfulness. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we think we're being faithful and we're not. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord will let you know. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of job well done. Hallelujah. And you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you get the satisfaction, praise God, because of what you have done, and not be comparing yourself to somebody else. But hallelujah, when you're satisfied with the job you have, then when you're doing what God told you to do, what God has assigned for you to do, you'll be satisfied, hallelujah, and not comparing yourself with somebody else, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And that's the problem, hallelujah, because sometimes people are comparing themselves to somebody else's work, hallelujah. Do your own job, hallelujah. Do the work that God gave you to do, hallelujah. Do the job that he gave you to do, hallelujah, and don't be worrying about what somebody else is doing, because they're good at their job, because they're doing what God tells them to do. Don't compare yourself to nobody, because that's how you get messed up, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But if you do what God has assigned you to do, hallelujah, and trust in him, you'll be all right, hallelujah, thank you, God. I just thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because we're going to give an account, hallelujah, of our own deeds, hallelujah, of our own actions. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we need to show forth, hallelujah, that we care about one another. Hallelujah. Because that pleases God when we show each other that we care for one another. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And hallelujah. Praise God. Not talk about them. Don't be backbiting. Hallelujah. But praise God. Hallelujah. Pray for them. Hallelujah. And if they need help, hallelujah, physically help them. Hallelujah. Because you know, praise God, hallelujah, you don't know, praise God, when you're going to need help, when you're going to need someone to encourage you, praise God, hallelujah. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We need to care about each other. We must care enough to act when we see one another struggling spiritually. We must attempt to help with a spirit of gentleness, watching ourselves so that we are not tempted, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, into pride, because we are nothing, but God has made us his chosen possession by his grace, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise God, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, praise God. When we see one another struggling spiritually, we must attempt to help with a spirit of gentleness and watching ourselves so that we are not tempted, hallelujah, into pride. Praise God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We have to be careful that we don't put ourselves above that person or what they're going through, hallelujah, because we are nothing, hallelujah, but God has made us his chosen possession of his grace, hallelujah. The only reason, hallelujah, praise God, that we're in the place that we're in is because of the grace of God, because of his love, hallelujah, because praise God, hallelujah, we have to, hallelujah, learn to show that we care for one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, oh, hallelujah. And James 4:17 says, to him that know to do good and doeth it not is sin. Hallelujah. You know to do good to help that person. You don't do it, especially when God, hallelujah, has given you the means to help that person. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, has told you, you know, go pray for this person. Hallelujah. Just say an encouraging word to this person. And you don't do it, it's sin. Hallelujah. When you don't do it. You know to do good and you don't do it. Hallelujah. We have to show that we care for one another. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, it's sometimes it's so hard, hallelujah, for women to tell each other how nice they look in that dress, hallelujah, or how nice that blouse is, hallelujah, praise God, or how nice their hair looks, hallelujah. Just an encouraging word. You don't have to say a lot. Just one word, hallelujah. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord, praise God, hallelujah, for his word on this evening, hallelujah. But we got to show that we care, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and be able to help one another. Hallelujah, when we're going through, hallelujah, with our burdens, hallelujah, praise the Lord, we have to be careful, hallelujah, because you don't know when your time is going to come that you're going to need help, Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. The brethren, if a man, hallelujah, is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritually restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest ye also be tempted. Hallelujah. Unless, hallelujah, you also be tempted, you can fall into the same thing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes you might think yourself to be so strong and you're not. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you think, oh, that's not going to happen with me. And it will. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to be careful. Praise God. So let us show. And hallelujah, that we care for one another. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I thank and I praise God for his word tonight. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy. Hallelujah. Because praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. On this week, praise God. Hallelujah. So many people, hallelujah, need help. Hallelujah. They need somebody to just give them a word of encouragement. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Or just need somebody to listen. Hallelujah. If you would just listen, hallelujah. Sometimes you just need to listen to what people have to say. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that will help them a lot. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank and praise the Lord tonight for his word. I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. For his mercy on today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Let us not forget on tomorrow morning, Friday morning at 8 a.m., hallelujah, Apostle Carla McNeil will be having morning prayer, hallelujah, of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, praise God, at 8 a.m., hallelujah, morning prayer, praise the Lord. And also, praise God, let us not forget how you just send in your registration for the conference in August the 8th, 9th, and 10th, and send in your registration fee, praise God, and then send in your payment for your room, hallelujah, because praise the Lord is moving, and things are filling up quickly, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You know, I just thank and praise the Lord for what he's going to do, hallelujah, I thank and I praise him, hallelujah, praise God, so let us, hallelujah, bear one another's burdens, hallelujah, and let us show how each other that we care for one another, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for your word, Lord. We thank you and praise you for your goodness, for your mercy on today. We thank you and praise you, God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless each and every one on the line tonight. Hallelujah. Bless their loved ones in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to bless those. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, Lord, in Jesus' name, the bereaved families everywhere, Lord. We ask you to bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless those that have missing loved ones, God, in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, to give them closure in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We praise you for this day. We give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a blessed weekend. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord and stay safe. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.